Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifting me higher.
That's Jackie Wilson bringing us back one of the classics. Just like me. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a classic. Well, that's the way I think of it. My children have another term for that, but we'll leave that for another day. Somebody else is pretty classic is our good friend Scott Arno. Scott is the security advocate. He is VP of Soho Solutions. TheSecurityAdvocate.com is his website. He helps people deal with some of the issues. And you really like to do it, Steve. I'm actually, you really like to do it, Scott, when you're doing it prophylactically, right? Before the problem happens, not after.
Oh, for sure. You know, what you run into so often in this field is you either get people who don't really understand it, and they're usually your nightly news reporters, or you
right.
get people who do understand it, but they don't know what plain English means to people without computer science degrees.
Exactly.
So you don't have this happy medium where
you're the Rubik's the what am I trying to say the Rosetta Stone for all this.
I try to be in the middle. I mean,
yeah, that's
the
no,
end of the
no
day,
you do.
Normal people do actually want to know how a firewall works or what
right.
their antivirus is doing.
And the industry doesn't promote that. And that's one thing that's sad is
not so much. You sort of get either the very scary headlines
right.
or you get technical detail that you're not going to understand
Nobody
unless you
wants.
Already
yeah.
have the training.
And I find myself saying, okay, slow down now. All right, so
for
Scott,
sure.
I want to talk about one of the big news of the day, at least it has been, and that's the kerfuffle between Apple and the FBI. We now know that the FBI got somebody. Well, we know that there was an iPhone that terrorists mm-hmm. used. The FBI had the phone. They wanted to get into it, but they didn't know how to get into it without maybe screwing it up. Apple would not create a way into it for them that doesn't already exist. And then the FBI went and got somebody else to do it, didn't they?
Well, that's the headlines. I think the FBI has been sort of very carefully maneuvering this so that they make people upset, which is very understandable given the circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they picked this particular case to bring to court. This is certainly not the only instance of them trying to get into a phone. It's not unusual at all. But they realize, you know, you're talking about terrorists who killed
right.
people.
Right.
You can't get a more sympathetic case than this.
Right.
The problem is, what they're sort of representing isn't entirely accurate. I mean, yeah, there were mistakes made where they should have been able to get all the data anyway, but someone had changed the password on the phone so it didn't automatically back up to the iCloud.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what they're looking at, all the iCloud data, Apple gave them right away. So you're
right.
only looking at basically the last, I think, several minutes or half hour.
So they already had.
Have been used.
Well, see, that never came out in the news.
Yeah, they seem to have missed that part, huh?
Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, basically, the FBI, what they're looking for here, it's not even about the data on the phone. It's about the legal precedent. The idea here is they want to be in a place where a judge tells them, anytime we go after Apple and they change something
mm-hmm.
and we want data, we get it. Because there are several other cases, and it's not just the FBI. About a week after the case was first filed, Sirens Banz Jr., who is the district attorney for Manhattan, accidentally let slip in a presentation he was doing that the Manhattan DA's office was currently waiting on 129 separate cases with iPhones they wanted to break in and
wow.
were restlessly awaiting this ruling so they
yeah.
could go after Apple
Which
themselves.
Didn't work for them, did it?
Not so much. Well, that's the thing.
The courts ruled against them.
Also, you may notice when the FBI did its filing, they talked about how incredibly difficult it was. I think they claimed it something like 19 times. One little problem, they never mentioned the NSA in there anywhere. If there's any organization that would be able to get past this without too much trouble,
right.
it's the NSA.
Right.
Now, when they brought in this Israeli security firm called Cellebrite,
right.
they acted like it was a brand new thing. There was one little problem, though. The DOJ was already in talks with Cellebrite back in February over hacking an iPhone 6 for a separate drug case.
Ah.
So a lot of this doesn't really hold up to sunlight.
So this is political, legal, industry theater, and
yeah.
media theater, right?
And funny thing is, the current NSA director, including three former ones and a former
right.
head of the CIA, all took Apple's side here. Because the thing with encryption is
really?
they're trying to present it like it's something bad. It's something good. Because, okay, let's take the flip side of this. Let's say an attacker wants to put together another attack.
30 seconds.
okay, they want to put together another attack against a railroad station or an airport, and they can break into the encrypted files telling them where are the best places to hurt the most people.
Mm-hmm.
Because those files are now open because the FBI insisted on getting, in effect, a back door.
Right.
Once you get a key inside this data, you don't get to keep the key. The
right.
bad guys can get it, too.
That was the argument IBM was, I mean, Apple was making, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's always
yeah.
a legitimate argument.
Yeah.
Any tool a
yeah.
good guy can use, a bad guy
That's
can use
right.
just as easily.
So we live in interesting times, folks, and this is a good example of that. Scott,
I'm
well done. Good explanation. I haven't heard anybody else say that. You're the best. I appreciate you being here today.
Thanks so much, Jim. Always
Scott
great to be here.
Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen, thesecurityadvocate.com. Check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.